It feels like I'm cheating on my own sugar veil. And there ain't much to change. Every stage is shame. And I miss cachette.
Melissa Carper performing on a virtual Roots Down session for WVTF from her new album, Daddy's Country Gold, My Old Chevy Van. That performance comes from an album release show at Sagebrush in Austin, Texas. Melissa joining us from Arkansas now. Melissa, tell me about Sagebrush in Austin.
Yeah, it's a nice big bar, dance hall. Did the album release there. And they have a big old backyard too, so that's where we did the release, was outside.
Well, I love that song, talking about getting a new car and feeling heartbroken about losing the old one. I think we can all relate.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can relate to it. You get attached to your car.
Absolutely. Now, was this a van in which you toured?
I did a little bit, yeah. And it my family owned the van. So my family bought it new in 91. And so I remember some, family trips in it as well. And then I inherited the van and drove it around myself for 6 or 7 years before I sold it. And I probably, I slept, it had a seats that went into a bed in the back. So I slept in it and used it as a home some of the time too. It had a lot of memories and, It was pretty. It was beautiful too. It was purple and pink. I called her Barbie.
It was a combined Barbie van and Malibu beach house.
Yeah, that's right.
Speaking of traveling, you seem to have wanderlust. It's hard to pin you down wherever you are at any given time, and you've been around a lot. What do you think that desire to keep moving comes from?
Yeah, well, I wonder where it comes from, because I mean, I had a really stable family upbringing. We lived in the same town for a long time, North Platte, Nebraska. I probably lived there from when I was 5 to when I graduated, and then when I started traveling, so I dropped out of college and I went up to Alaska and worked in a fish factory. And that adventure was really fun. I think that was like the beginning of my adventures. And then I just couldn't stop. And I think when I stay very long in a place, I notice I get a little stagnant. And if I uproot and go to a new place, it's like you can start again and leave some old stuff behind. And I don't know, I think it renews creativity as well. So,
well, Alaska is a good place to start. My daughter did that. She took off and lived up there for about a year. Now, this desire to keep on the move, is that where you get your inspiration sometimes?
I think absolutely. A lot of times when I make a move, all of a sudden my creative juices will start flowing again. I'll start writing songs again. And definitely stimulates that.
Well, you mentioned your family and having a stable family life. I understand that they gave you a lot of support in your pursuit of music and exposed you to a lot of it.
That's right. My parents wanted all of their kids to be musicians. They knew we would all become famous. they really believed in us a lot, you know. They bought us instruments and we had a family band growing up too. We had a family country band, and my older brother and my younger brother and myself and my mom were in the country band. And my dad was the manager. He came to every show.
Well, this new album is titled Daddy's Country Gold, but the daddy in that's not your father. That's you, right?
Yeah, that's my nickname, is Daddy. I got that nickname a long time ago.
And how did that come about?
You know, it's hard to remember how exactly it came about. I was living in New Orleans at the time and busking down there with a friend of mine, Gina Galena, and it was her and my girlfriend at the time, Kendra. They started calling me Daddy, and Gina tells the story that I started calling myself Daddy first. That they came home when she says they came home one day, and I was sitting on the couch drinking a box of wine. And I said, Daddy can't find a job.
I love that. Not that you were having some wine, but you were drinking a box of wine.
No, I was drinking the whole box. But back then we would buy a big old cheap box of wine and we'd all drink it. I can't drink that kind of wine anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Talking with Melissa Carper and talking about her new album, Daddy's Country Gold. And go back to the influence your family had on you. Now, the style of music that you play, is that from the influence your family had and going back to the, like all the way back to Jimmy Rogers and early country music?
Yeah, definitely. We had Hank Williams, Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn, and Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson. We had, you know, they had all the great record. You know, I grew up listening to all kinds of records. And then when my dad realized I really loved old music, when I was 20, he bought me the collection of Jimmy Rogers. And I don't think I'd ever listened to anything quite that old at that point. And I just couldn't get enough of it. And so then I started doing research on myself too, and finding old blues and old jazz that I liked. And but my family was definitely really influential with the old country stuff and getting me started on that young.
Well, you got the recording for this new album, Daddy's Country Gold, just under the wire before the lockdown, January and February of 2020. Recorded live in the studio at the Bomb Shelter. And you had some stellar performers in there with you.
Yeah, we recorded live to tape there. Andrea Tokic was the engineer. And he was amazing. And he also helped produce. Dennis Crouch helped produce. And we had some incredible musicians. Jeff Taylor on piano, Chris Scruggs on guitar and steel guitar, and Maddie Meyer on drums. Dennis played bass most of the album, even though I am a bass player too. But so that freed me up to just sing. And we all recorded in the same room. So all the main tracks are live with all of us in the same room, and then we overdub steel guitar and harmonies and stuff like that.
Well, and you have the other folks on there, Lloyd Green on steel. Man, you can't get better than that, can you?
Yeah, Dennis brought him in for a couple of songs. That was incredible.
Also, Sierra Farrell on there, and Brennan Lee. We love Brennan Lee. She was in recently talking about her new album, Prairie Love Letter. Great songwriter, performer.
She's incredible. She's one of my very favorites and a good friend too. We met in Austin when I first moved to Austin. So, and we've played in each other's bands over the years, and we co-write together too.
Very cool. Well, let's hear another song from the new album, Melissa Carper and Daddy's Country Gold. We're going to hear another from your album release show at the Sagebrush in Austin. But before that, let's hear one that you recorded there on the farm.
That's right. We just recorded our recording of Arkansas Hills just on the porch of this house where we live on a farm out here. So I think you can even hear my dog barking in that one.
Wonderful. Melissa Carper performing Arkansas Hills from her new album, Daddy's Country Gold, in a virtual Roots Down session from WVTF.
Rootsdown Radio Sessions recorded live. Search Rootsdown at WVTF.org.
There was a time when you and I walked side by side, your hand in mine. Yes, but that was many moons. Now here we are friends, we say hello, and how you been? We were lovers many moons ago. I thought my heart would never heal, I thought that I could never feel love again. It's been many moons ago. time when you and I walk side by side, your hand in mine. Yes, but that was many moons ago, and here we are friends. We say hello and how you been. We were lovers many moons ago. I thought my heart would never heal. I thought that I could never feel love again, but now I do. Yes, it's been many moons ago.
You're listening to Roots Down on WVTF.
Honey, I'm using you to muse upon. I just need a verse and a brand new song. I've been singing this tune for far too long. I really need a new muse to muse upon. Recycling memories from a long lost time. My heart is longing for something I wish to find. Why is it your memory is so sublime? Is it really, really worth a thousand rhymes? I need a new muse. Please excuse me for regressing. I need a new muse. Next time we're born. So next time don't you leave me so forlorn. We'll be happy, 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 happy ever after. Ten little babies a farm and our lives filled with laughter. Singing this tune for fun.